I read your book. I picked it up almost a month ago at a Quaker gathering. I saw it there. I said, this looks like something I got to read. So I picked up, read it right away at home, passed on to my wife. She read it right away at home. Very pleased. And I just love finding different novels out there confronting issues of war, peace, violence. What inspired you to write Quaking?
I think that was as a result of being in the Washington area right after 9/11 and feeling a lot of the tension and overreaction to the events that happened and the suspicion that was creeping into our lives. But I just was very disturbed by how quickly we went to that place as a society and how I felt criticized or suspect for being very open and freedom-minded and tolerant. It just was very uncomfortable and a little scary. So I kind of wanted to put it out there because I think that sort of thing could easily happen again, that we have to be mindful, not make snap judgments about each other based on religion or looks or anything else. The Quakers seemed a good peaceful backdrop for a novel about war and violence, and also perhaps a little bit of my own spiritual search, not having been raised in any particular religion and not being comfortable going to any particular church. But Quakers at least seemed very open and not demanding.
So it's right after 9/11. You're living near Washington, D.C.
Right.
But the fear, it is endemic. It just spreads all over. So, how soon did you move actually from the Washington, D.C. area?
It was still a couple of years after that before we moved, but it was more other things like getting away from the Washington area. I wanted a smaller town to raise the kids in, smaller schools where classes weren't 35 kids, but still someplace that had a university and interesting influx of nationalities. So Charlottesville is a nice compromise.
Let's lay out the story of Quaking and the main characters in it. Talk about the main character, the 14-year-old girl who's the chief protagonist or something in the story.
Yes, she's a little bit crusty and prickly. It'd be difficult for her to walk into anyone's life. She's had quite a tough life, so she's built a shell around her and deals with things using sarcasm and not wanting to care about people or get involved. Her goal is to just get out of the system and go on to Canada by herself, where she's read that you can take care of yourself at 16. So she's almost there. She's going to just bide her time and get through it. She knows nothing about Quakers and is not real happy about being dumped with them. And eventually, of course, is fighting Sam and Jessica, who are the Quaker couple who are taking her in. And she eventually sees that they're really kind of down-to-earth normal people, not some wacko fringe religion thing that she was worried about.